Good morning. Here is the revised T's and P's for Monday morning, May 2nd. Here's the T's coming in 3, 2, 1. Our world is a better place today because we are minus one of our most vicious mass murderers. This is John Keller with more coming up at 7:55 on the BZ Morning News. And here's your piece in 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Forget about politics, religion, how you feel about our war on terror. The death of Osama bin Laden is great news for humanity on a very basic level. It removes from our midst one of the most bloodthirsty murderers of all time. Bin Laden's first known violence against civilians came in 1992, the bombing of a hotel that killed two innocent people. This was a meager slaughter by his usual standards, but it reportedly spurred the issuance of an in-house al-Qaeda policy justifying the killing of innocent bystanders, on the grounds that if they were true believers in bin Laden's extremist beliefs, they would simply be getting an early pass to paradise. And if they weren't, then they would be getting what they deserved. This blood-crazed killer quickly graduated to larger kills. He was a key instigator of a war in Algeria that ended in the death of more than 150,000. There was the 1997 massacre in Egypt, where tourists visiting the pyramids were slaughtered and their bodies mutilated. Bin Laden's alliance with the Taliban in Afghanistan also led to thousands more dead. Time doesn't permit me to detail all of the atrocities traced to bin Laden. By 2001, he had demonstrated clearly that he was not just risking civilian lives in pursuit of a political goal. He was specifically targeting civilians as a tactic in a military campaign, with genocide against non-believers as its ultimate purpose. Then on September 11th, with the mass murder at two non-military targets in New York City, bin Laden secured his status as one of the worst killers ever. I'll leave analysis of the fallout of his death on global security and international relations to others. All I can say is, he got what he had coming to him a long time ago. His passing leaves the world a significantly better place. And I can only hope the tens of thousands of survivors around the world who had their lives shattered by Osama bin Laden can extract some measure of peace from his deservedly violent end.